afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is for Monday, August 1st, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Happy August.
Happy August. And now the listeners are going to hear us moan and groan. Oh, can you believe it's August 1st? We're good at that.
Well, the months go by so fast, the years seem like nothing any longer. A week used to be like a month to me. Now it's like a month's like a week. Boom, it's over. But that's okay. God's given me the health to get out of bed this morning and do what I have to do. And I thank him for that, so I'm here.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started right away with the market reports. And we will start with gold. You know, pretty much, the New York spot price were up $5 at $1,773. Silver's up, was down 2 pennies, but it was higher earlier in the day, $20.43. Platinum was up 11 at $917. Palladium was up 60, $2,264. The USDX today, I'm sure, was weaker, 0.46 at 105.41. Crude oil came down $5 almost, 484 at 93.78. And the paper markets, let's see, the Dow is down 46 points at 32,798. S&P was down 11, 4,118. NASDAQ down 21, 12,368. Asian markets were all positive. Europe, was all negative. 10-year yield, 2.58%, so that's also dropping a little bit lower. So that should be helpful to the homeowners to some degree. And even natural gas, even though both the oils, the WTI and the Brent, were down 4% and 5%, natural gas is up almost 0.5% at 8.263. So kind of a mixed bag for a slow Monday, August 1st, kind of a deal. You know, what are they, dog days of summer? Or dog days of August or whatever that might be. I'm too young to remember that phrase.
Well, I would tell you that dog days start on July 3rd and end on August 11th.
Is that it?
That's it. Just thought I'd tell you that. Seeing how old you are, I just happen to know that.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
They come in wet down here, and they're still going to go out wet, apparently. We're going to get a break in the rain, I think, tomorrow, a day or so. But we've had a wet set of dog days, which is, I guess, better than dry and hot, I suppose.
Well, I'll tell you, poor Kentucky.
Oh, I know.
I mean, 28 plus deaths.
28 dead to know of right now, maybe more, I'm sure.
They're looking for more, I think. And I just, you would think that, you know, when you see these storms coming and so forth, it's something that you could prepare for. But, you know,
people are getting flooded and never got flooded before. So it just takes them by surprise. You know, they
just
know the storm's coming, but they never had the problem before. And next thing you know, their house is floating down the creek.
Yeah. And then you get so much debris in that water, you know, the logs and things like that that can just totally destroy them. You know, that water is so powerful, along with the things inside. And you know, it's just like what they say about those tsunamis. It isn't the water that kills people, it's the debris within the water that it takes up. That's what kills people.
You know, we had the floods here in 2016. I spent 6 years ago. It killed some people in West Virginia, and now Kentucky got smacked. So, and then when you live in the Appalachian Mountains, you do get some floods sometimes. And I'll say this straight up and down. The communities get the most of those that live where the valleys aren't very big. It's steep, straight up and down into what we call hollers, and not much room down there. And they mine the top of the hill, the strip mine them. There's nothing to hold the water back. And it just floods the heck out of those areas. It really does.
And then usually you get mudslides, too, because of that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. But here's an interesting article here today. I guess Bitcoin dropped I guess this was, let's see what the date of this is. Yeah, it's an hour ago. The SEC charges 11 in alleged Ponzi scheme and the outlook for NFTs. And, you know, so those markets, that digital currency market is just getting hammered. I mean, you might follow Bitcoin and some of the ones that haven't totally lost their shirts or been charged and so forth. But a lot of them have, and here's 11 that the SEC charges. And, you know, the SEC doesn't do anything, you know, yeah. So they're making a point here. And again, you know, they would never allow cryptocurrencies to compete with the government's currencies. I mean, it's just common sense. They're not going to allow that to happen. And it got a little bit too big. You had too many in there. To me, it was a money laundering scheme, a Ponzi scheme. And eventually, you know, it's all going to fail. So if you took your money out of there and you made your profit, congratulations. But I wouldn't be putting fresh money in those things. That's just me. Maybe if Bitcoin dropped to 1500, I might pick some up. But until then, I'll wait and see. There's a lot of red headlines out there, Butch. And
sure
I don't know where you want to start.
I'd like to start, if I could, with a little bit of a good story here that I think people would enjoy. Yes, ma'am. Good news
again?
Always is a good thing started on Monday.
Good. I'll take this call real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Folks, this is, I think, really a big breakthrough that is amazing. Smart glasses that let deaf people see conversations. X-ray augmented reality sunglasses turn audio into captions that are instantly projected in front of your eyes. Well, smart glasses were once constrained to the world of science fiction. Brands ranging from Snapchat to Facebook have released their own devices in recent years. Now, a new pair of smart glasses have been launched for people who are deaf or suffer from hearing loss. The glasses, called X-ray glass, are augmented reality to transform audio into captions that are instantly projected in front of the wearer's eyes. We are so proud of the ability of this innovative technology to enrich the lives of people who are deaf and have hearing loss so that they can maximize potential, said Dan Sheffrey. Whether that means being able to have a conversation while continuing to make dinner or keeping a conversation going while walking with a friend, the hardware developed by AR Glasses company Nereal through Nereal Air Glasses for X-ray Glass provide the software. This software converts audio into a subtitle version of the conversation, which then appears on the screen of the glasses. Thanks to voice recognition capabilities, the glasses can even identify who's speaking and will soon be able to translate languages, voice tones, accents, and pitch according to X-ray glass. I think that's good. That's certainly a step in with technology. It may benefit a lot of people, but given the record for technology, it's probably going to some way be used against people. But right now, for people that are hard of hearing, my wife keeps saying I am, but anyway, it does help them hear and be able to hold a conversation without having to look at the person that's talking to them. They don't have to lip read or a hand sign. They can actually see what's being said and respond. So that is, in my mind, some good news. Don't know if Melody's back yet or not, but in case she's not, we'll continue. She talked about some red headline news, and folks, there's a lot of it.
Yes, I did.
Yep, there's a lot of it, Melody. But I just shared a pair of glasses now that have been developed by a company called X-Ray, X-R-A-I, that people can talk to you, and you'll see the subtitles, what they're saying on the glasses. So you can hold a conversation. You know, if you're deaf, you don't have to watch your lips or watch sign language. You can walk down the street and talk to them. You can talk to them while you're fixing dinner because it gives subtitles in front of your eyes so you know what they're saying. Now, I thought that's pretty neat. Next thing, though, Marsha won't want me to buy a pair because she swears I can't hear her. But anyway.
And she's probably right.
Well, I won't go into the area of selective hearing, but, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to go in trouble. Of course, I know she's not hearing this. So it's okay. She's in a different part of the house. So, but 4 in 10 Americans forced to cut back on groceries due to Biden inflation. And this story there's nothing anything new. It's just 40% of the people are buying less groceries. More than 4 in 10 Americans have been forced to cut back on everyday habits and items, including the amount of groceries they purchase as a result of Biden inflation. A recent Suffolk University USA Today survey found. The survey asked respondents about the habits they have had to change due to the reality of prices, rising prices in President Biden's America. By inflation, which was much worse than experts predicted for the month of June, rising to an annual rate of 9.1%, according to the Department of Labor. Perhaps what is more, the cost of basic items such as food rose by more than 9.1%. Food, for instance, rose 10.4% the last year, and food at home rose 12.2%. Energy costs have risen 41.6% in the last year, and gasoline specifically has risen 59.9%. Folks, 60% in a year. As a result, Americans have been forced to change their habits. According to the survey, 45.3% of Americans have had to cut back their spendings on groceries, and 59.4% said they are now going out to eat less often as a result of inflation. Another 40% said they are driving less, and 40.5% said they are postponing or canceling vacations, travel plans due to rising costs. And I don't know about all that. I know that I know some grocery prices, and it's ridiculous. I know that I don't go anywhere unless I have to now because of the prices are being very prohibitive. I mean, it's getting to the point now that people are having to choose between buying groceries or buying a gallon of gas. Shouldn't be that way, but it is. Any comments, Melody?
No, I mean, and we're beginning to see these signs. We're having more more areas of reporting, more surveys, more tests. The owner of Tide and Dawn, they've warned about the economy, how things are slowing down. Prices are going to continue to rise. And even if we do see a cutback in inflation, so it's going to go, from 9-point-something to, even if it went to 7, hey, it's still a far cry away that what we've experienced or that they've admitted to. I mean, we certainly, personally, I believe inflation's much higher, but if you use their numbers, it's a 7% is still a high number. But there's also articles about how savings are going to run out. They've already been battered by high inflation. The Fed's rate hike will hit lower income and rural Americans hard. So it's, all of these things aren't going to go away. They're not to stay.
It's so bad that spam locked up due to inflation. This is serious. During the inflation crime in New York City, this has gone too far, it says. A plague of inflation and criminal activity in New York City has caused one store to lock up a spam. Hard to believe this, folks. Inside the Duane Reade Drug Store at the Port Authority's bus depot, the $3.99 cans were spotted sitting in anti-theft boxes, the New York Post reported. A photo showed a can of spam secured inside a plastic anti-theft box, and social media users had a lot to say about the image. This has gone too far. Must be stopped, one person replied, while another said, when they start locking up ramen, noodles, it's over for all of us. This country is becoming so sad, we need better leadership. Enough is enough, someone said. The city's stores have been locking up items such as toothpaste and soap to prevent them from being stolen, then sold on the streets or online. One shopper speculated the spam was not being stolen to later sell for drugs because homeless people wanted a quick bite to eat. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. I mean, crime is on the rise, no doubt about it. I mean, we're seeing these things increase. People have lost their, the morality basis is gone, and the people are losing their sense of, right and wrong, and they're getting to the point they really don't care to go in and rob a store. I mean, period. They just walk in, and it's getting to be very brazen now. They actually go in groups and rob stores, Melody. That's really sad, isn't it?
It is, and there isn't anything, and they know it. Nobody can do anything.
No, they're not. That's a sad part. I'm reading here, if I can find it real quickly, some people are starting to get upset. One of them is the San Francisco Magnet Real Estate owner. The chief executive of the world's largest industrial landlord was robbed outside a San Francisco mansion last month and called on mayors to address the absolutely unacceptable rise in violent crime in the city. Hamid Mogadam, CEO of San Francisco-based Prologus, told San Francisco Business Times that several men robbed him at gunpoint outside his home on June 6th, taking his Patek Philippe watch, whatever that is. The robbery happened in the Pacific Heights neighborhood where tech advisor and investor Preeti Thiel, Oracle's Larry Ellison, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have homes. I recognize we live in an urban environment, but the level of crime, including violent behavior, has become absolutely unacceptable. Mogahan wrote in a letter to San Francisco Mayor London Breed, the city's Board of Supervisors, and Governor Gavin Newsom, demanding them to concentrate efforts on improving public safety. We pay some of the highest taxes, local and state, in the nation, yet we have no sense of security. Protecting public safety should be the government's number one top priority. That is the foundation of any successful city. Mahogdam warned, I'm deeply concerned that our city is maybe too far gone, too far down the path to a decline that we may never recover, or at least not for a long time. He also called Mayor Breed to say if the Bay Area continues stumbling down the path of violent crime, it wouldn't take much for Prologis or other San Francisco-based companies to leave town. The society is absolutely coming apart. Even in the best communities now, Melody, they can't protect the citizens. You know, you spend in these really expensive communities, they just didn't bother going there because they knew they'd be well protected. Well, now it's not. It's changing. But you can pass all the laws you want. A nation that will not govern itself cannot be governed. It's just that easy. Laws mean nothing to criminals. Obviously, there will be criminals. But that's my comment on that. You go ahead.
No, I mean, there's not much more to say than that. It's the nation we live in. It's the time we live in, and it's. I don't know how it turns around.
I don't know that it can at this late date. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, we had 3 shootings in Nicholas County, West Virginia, over the weekend. Never happened before. Had a gentleman at a U-Safe store in Craigsville, West Virginia, went in, asked for an ambulance. They called an ambulance. The ambulance come. He would not leave. They called the cops. Cops come in and started shooting at him. The cops shot him. We had a gentleman walk into Joe's.
Why did he want an ambulance call?
It didn't say. He said, call me an ambulance. So they did. I have no idea. And Joe's Nails, another company in Summers, West Virginia, right next to where Marsha goes to the doctor. I go to the doctor sometimes. When Marsha gets her nails done, a guy walked in, killed a husband and wife sitting there in the store, and the cops come in and had to shoot him. The next day, in a little town called Cottle, right next to Crayville, another fellow was shot by law enforcement because he was shooting other people. I don't know. When I live in a little area. I mean, there's not many people living in the whole county that we live in. But this is just a sign of a decaying society. The gym that I go to is just a couple doors down from the Joe's Nails. I was talking to the state trooper there yesterday. I was working out. He said, I think we'll start carrying it here too. And I said, I think I am too. I decided the other day that I'm going to bring my pistol with me at the gym and leave it in a satchel. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, when you go into a nail shop and get shot, I don't know what to say. I mean, it could happen in doctor's office. It happens in restaurants every day. So this is America today, and it's in a little town called Summersville, West Virginia, Craigsville, and Cottle, West Virginia. I mean, little nowhere towns where this is breaking out now also. Of course, drugs are rampant around here like everywhere else.
That's a big part of it.
It is a big part of it,
and it's also part of the design. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. And we got some of that 90% silver in, some quarters. We have some 50-cent pieces, so we can... we have those bagged up, I think, in $50 and $25 little face value bags. So we got several of those. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
And what are those bags going for, Melody?
Not much. The quarters for $50 bag would be $1,075, and that includes your shipping.
Okay, that is good, folks. That is good. Get it while you can. I kind of like junk silver. You know, I like silver eagles. I'm a little bit of gold too, but I don't know. I just like silver. I always have. Whether that's nonsense or not, I don't know. But I think it having a diversity of precious metals is a good idea, because it can be used in different ways for different amounts, couldn't it?
It can. I do like the 90%, you know, because it is still spendable in that extreme emergency. But you're still also buying silver as an investment. And if you can, you'll always want to sell it back into the industry first, because that's where you get the most money for it.
Yes.
And that's the whole idea. You know, if you can't, if something is, you know, if shipping is disrupted or the process or whatever, then you do have it. You have options. You have choices. And people can't tell you what to do, and that's the key. So it's always good to have a lot of options. And, of course, gold and silver is one of the best options that you can have. So give us a call, 1-800-375-4188.
And I will tell you, folks, I did that one time myself. Melody's one I sold it back to pay for my son's surgeries. I did do that, and Melody's right there on the spot to help me. I sold her some junk silver back, and I paid for my son's surgery. So that's what I got it for, and that's what you should get it for also. Okay, Melody.
Well, you know, I just saw this headline. It's kind of interesting. I don't want to spend that much time on this, but the New York City declares state of emergency. And it's not for COVID. Monkeypox.
Oh, my.
Yep. Yep. Even though it still affects, 95%, or mostly men. But that's what they're going to start doing. Every little, if you have a cold, it's going to be a state of an emergency. Right, Butch?
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a cold, sneeze,
it's COVID now. It's COVID. Just COVID. You got COVID. If you sneeze, you got COVID. That's just the way it goes.
If you stub your toe.
You got COVID. You died in a car wreck, you died of COVID, yeah.
You know, and I'm not making lightly of these people who do get it and so forth and whatnot, but the point is you have these governments that are going to do these state of emergencies because it allows them all the power. Mm. And they can do all sorts of things under that power. So under those states of emergencies, that's what it's all about. Yes, I have compassion for the people who get sick and so forth, but that's not it. It's the government and their ability to do things under the state of emergency. And
Well, I have few people see it that way. No, that's true. I have family members who have been vaccinated three times for COVID, the main shot and two boosters, and has had COVID three times. What a coincidence! Yeah. Matter of fact, got it right now. They say so. I don't know. I never had it that I know of, and I've never been vaccinated. But the ones that have been vaccinated have had it one at least three times. So there you go, folks. You figured out. I guess you heard about Amazon, didn't you? They're going to cut off 100,000 employees in a single quarter.
I did.
100,000 employees. Well, that's a big city itself, isn't it?
It is.
Amazon, one of the largest tech employers in the world, has revealed that it is now hiring at the slowest pace since 2019. It's cut over 100,000 employees globally in the June quarter, likely due to the dramatic downturn since 2021. Not just the one quarter, folks. It's the largest workforce cut in a single quarter in the history of the company. The layoffs are part of an increasing trend of protecting the bottom line within the tech industry. The cuts likely play a large role in Amazon's recent revenue beat and their rosy profit projections for the third quarter, though it still lost a net $2 billion in the second quarter. The more employees lose their jobs, the more healthy the company appears to be when its shareholders examine quarterly earnings. It is inevitable that layoffs will continue. There have been over 30,000 jobs cut from tech companies in the U.S. in the past few months alone, and unemployment claims have climbed to 8 months highs. So there you go, folks. Even Amazon, we thought they were too big to fail, almost like GM, didn't we? I mean, everyone uses Amazon. I don't like Amazon myself. I don't use Amazon, but everybody uses Amazon. But they laid off 100,000, are going to lay off more because it's all about the bottom line. And of course, I understand that. They got to make a profit. I understand that. That's just another proof, though, the signs of the times, even they're slowing down. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, and you know what? I mean, you know, he was the love child of CNBC, all the financial news programs back in the 90s and so forth. And I mean, how successful would he have been without them? Because I know for a lot of years, in the very beginning, the guy never made a profit. So it's, and now he's the richest man in the world, or second richest man in the world. So, and technology. Jobs are being lost to technology. Robots. You don't need humans anymore. Humans take vacations. You get sick.
Yeah.
You have to comply with all the regulations for employees. You have to be nice to them.
You have to pay Social Security benefits and health insurance for them, too.
Well, unless you're only working 20 hours a week, then,
that's,
you know,
true.
Unless you're, you know, you don't have to. And they make sure, I remember every time Obama would try to lower the age for health care during their release of Obamacare, employers would, I guess we need to drop it another hour or two because we want to fall under that guideline. We don't want to have to pay health care for people.
That's very true.
It truly is disgusting. It is shameful, and it's just a sad case of affairs in this country. We got all the immigration coming in. People here coming here from all parts of the world. There's no control. Everybody can come here illegally and go take those jobs. Yeah.
You're not going to believe what's happening. Going to get 20 minutes. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe what's happening with the illegals. It's getting absurd. Absurd. Unbelievable. Anytime government gets involved in business, Melody, businesses start doing things weird because they're trying to make a profit. And if they tax them or they charge them more money because somebody works 30 hours to 20 hours, they're going to cut hours.
Yeah.
You cannot tax a business. Businesses don't pay taxes, people. We do. They pass it on to us. We pay them. Or we lose hours working. I mean, you can't not do that in a free enterprise system and make it work. Go ahead, Bill. I'll be quiet now a second.
No, I was waiting for you to go on.
Well, there's nothing else I can say.
Well, yeah.
You tax a company 10%, they're going to pass cost on 10%.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got to get over this idea, well, we're taxing the conglomerates. No, you're not. You're taxing the people that pay the conglomerates. You pay the tax people that buy the products. And, you know, we've all heard about Hawaii, the paradise islands, right?
They were.
Hawaii electricity prices to skyrocket as final shipment of coal arrives. Hawaii is receiving its final shipment of coal this week, which Governor David Ige called a huge step forward in the state's transition to clean energy. Oh, what a bunch of idiots. What he meant was that locals are about to pay a lot more for basic essentials. a law put in place a couple of years ago will finally shut down the island's last coal-burning power plant. And since it shut this down, since the coal is the dirtiest but cheapest source of power for OAHU, it means that all else equal, power prices are about to skyrocket. In its time, coal was important to a resource for Hawaii, and I'd like to thank the workers who have run our last remaining coal plant. Aggie said, renewable energy products projects to replace coal are coming online with more on the way. Even if we face challenges in making this transition, it's the right move for our communities and planet. Most importantly, it will save Hawaii a better place for our children and grandchildren. So noble Scandinavian teenager would approve. There are at least one problem. KHONH2's Always Investigate reports replacement power products are behind schedule due to unexpected global events which apply chain issues. So what are they going to do? They're going to run the plants with oil, which costs more than coal, to get these things working. So this article says Hawaiians are going from cigarettes to crack. Now, it's going to cost more to puff now and get it out. I mean, just so they're going to use oil, which costs more than coal, to keep things running, to get the things online, and then it's going to cost more even then. Wow, what a lot of good sense this makes to me. I mean, Hawaii, the paradise island, not so much anymore, folks, and I don't know how people afford to live there now anyway. So it's probably worse than California in some ways, but that's Hawaii. Anything you add to that, Melody?
No, it'll be interesting too, because they do have a lot of social programs in Hawaii also, and you know, for the natives. So it's, you know, when these things happen, and I know Hawaii, from my customers in Hawaii, they're a little upset because the big money is coming in, buying up all the waterfronts and so forth, and building these huge monstrous things and basically destroying a lot of the coastal beauty of the islands. And again, these are the people who scream the loudest about environment. So they're the ones who are screaming the loudest about climate change, and yet they go in and to Hawaii and destroy so much of their environment just so they can have whatever they want. And they're just
that's
another day in paradise, I guess.
And we're seeing many different things heat up now. This, I don't know what's going to happen here with this next issue. I don't know. Now people are watching it. Taiwan canceled leave of soldiers to immediately prepare for war. Taiwanese defense officials have scheduled the leave of some soldiers and officers to immediately prepare for the chance of war in response to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Asia this week. China warned early Monday that its military will not sit idly by if the House Speaker visits Taiwan during her trip this week, echoing similar comments from Chinese President Xi Jinping last week when the United States should not play with fire. Pelosi expected to stop in Taiwan during her visit this week, although the island is not listed on her itinerary. Then goes on to say, China Army Post get ready for war message on social media. State mouthpiece says PLA has right to intercept Pelosi's plane. Now, folks, this is building up something that's going to have to, one or the other side is going to have to back down. And whichever side backs down is going to lose a lot of face.
Well, you know what, Butch, I have a question.
Yes.
You know, the last person, politician was Newt Gingrich.
Yes.
Back in 1997. So my question, though, here is, I mean, a country does have, I mean, where did they get the authorization that she can go to Taiwan? Who in Taiwan?
I agree.
Because there are countries, they do have the right to say whether you can come and whether you don't.
That's true.
So are we being so bold that she's just going anyway, it without any type of discussions?
Well,
then we're wrong.
We are wrong. Even if Taiwan has said she's welcome, China says she's not, that's somebody got a finger on the button. What's going to happen? But this says The Chinese government English language mouthpiece Global Times has grown particularly loud and bellicose in response to Nancy Pelosi's potential trip to the self-ruled island of Taiwan. Get ready for war. Read a message posted by China's People Liberation Army, a group over the U.S. visit to Taiwan, as reported on Friday, July 29th. China's Army's war message over the potential U.S. visit to Taiwan reported generated over 300,000 thumbs up in just 12 hours, creating a high morale among Chinese soldiers, according to Global Times. So, folks, they're kind of looking forward to it. But listen to this. Robobank. If Pelosi now chickens out and doesn't go to Taiwan, China will have proven it controls access to it. And that's very true. If she
and it
goes,
controls nothing, the United States also.
That's exactly right. And if she goes and they do nothing, they lose face. If we don't go, folks, we lost face. Go ahead.
But her and Biden, this administration, is who put them in that position. Country in that position.
And for some
and
what
you know
reason.
What the yeah. And you know what the thing of it is? When China came out and said this, the White House, they just dismissed it. They didn't even address it as it as China's rhetoric. Groundless, inappropriate. Really? It's not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. Really? The last one was 1997. So how common is that? Or uncommon? They just flat out lie. And to some degree, you're right, we shouldn't be intimidated. But yet, on the other hand,
we need to
at least have a discussion.
I
and
agree.
Who and for her to boldly go and say, you know, I can't say it on the air, but you all know what I mean. I don't know, Butch. It's scary, and it is the lie. Somebody's going to have to back down, and I'm not so sure it's going to be China.
I don't think China. I don't either. But if Pelosi doesn't go to Taiwan, China will have proven that it's able to control access to Taiwan, a red line which would from then on likely enforce. So if we don't go, we're going to be ashamed. If we do go, China either has to react or be laughed at by the world. I don't see
the only
China
way they could both the only
at.
Way they could both get out of this is have a telephone call, another one, and out of that they would say they came to an agreement that she wouldn't go now but maybe 6 months from now, or you know, or something like that, and China would, you know, do what is necessary. I mean, they could have that type of agreement to get them both out of it. But you're right. Anyone who backs down first is the loser.
Yep.
And
got in that position or something we don't need to do.
No, and this is a scary situation. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And, you know, the, you know, this Pentagon says the military is going to provide security for Pelosi's trip. And you know what, Butch? I can't imagine.
If there was some issue that was really that important, a life-death issue, you maybe understand. But this is nothing that has to be done. There's no use on it. Nobody's been there for 30 years almost.
There's absolutely no purpose.
It just got, we got a witch speaker of the house, and that's what's going on.
Yep.
Now back to some more financial news. Germany's really suffering, Melody. Germany's firing up old coal plants, God bless them, sparking fears of climate goals will go up in smoke. The last coal pits around Bessbach closed a decade ago, leaving the power plant puffing plumes of pollutants as a relic of dying regional industry. But now plant equipment is being repaired. Contractors have come out of retirement. And manager Michael Lux is faced with a novel prospect, expanding the headcount. It's a good feeling to be hiring, he said, as he sat down to discuss plans to transition Bessbach, the southwestern German state of Scharlen, from reserve status back to full capacity. By winter, Lux expects to be burning a minimum of 100,000 metric tons of coal a month, in what some in the industry has dubbed a spring for Germany's coal-fired power plants. It's part of the pan-European dash to ditch Russian natural gas and escape President Vladimir Putin's energy chokehold, while the war in Ukraine simultaneously turbocharged the European Union's race to renewables. Fossil fuels still provide the quickest fix. Amid summer heat wave, Germany worries about having enough gas for winter. France, Italy, Austria, and the Netherlands have all announced plans to reactivate old coal plants. But nowhere are the plans extensive as in Germany, which is allowing 21 coal plants to restart or work past plans closing dates for the next two winters. Good for them. Sad that folks, it'll get them independent. It'll get them independent once again and take care of their own countries with, all right, dirty, there's no such thing, by the way, as fossil fuel. Check it out for yourself. That's scientific fact. No such thing as fossil fuel. But anyway, it'll get them back on their own feet. We don't depend on the country that could be their enemy. Take care of them. Maybe America should take a look at this and try to figure this out. Maybe we should stop and think, how can we get back to being independent on something? If they're independent, they can't be controlled by outside forces, can they? It's getting bad enough now in Germany, now, Melody, that the German town of Hanover has become the first big city in Europe to ban hot water and central heating in public heating and public buildings. I mean, no central heating. I probably need no air conditioning also. But wintertime's coming. And I'm sure they're going to get something back in there for heat this winter. But we have a city that we're going to turn off hot water to public buildings. And I'm sure AC and other things. So Germany's saying that this is enough. We're going back to coal. We may not like it, may not want to do it. But at least we can take care of people. Isn't that the smartest thing to do, to be independent from other people that to supply your needs? Isn't that the smartest thing to do?
Absolutely it is. And, you know, Germany, I mean, they opened, you know, after... You know, the Euro experiment and so forth. I mean, they opened their borders and you had people coming in from all over the place going into Germany. So, you know, it even hurts. And, you know, we're seeing the same thing here. This is what they do. They destroy these countries. They open up the borders. And it just that their infrastructure, they don't have the ability to pay for these people that come in. And it just it takes a country down to its knees. And now, because they make all the wrong decisions based on trying to satisfy and to keep these people in, you know, some sort of fashion, you know, they give away the free benefits, and you know, and that's it. They just get destroyed.
You just
now they have to shut off the power and the hot water.
Yeah. Yep. You just made the perfect intro for the next article I'm going to bring up about the illegals in this country. I mean, you're not going to believe
it. I'm good. I'm a good radio.
You are good. You must have saw right through the microphone, saw my articles here. But folks, this should make us stop and think. Now listen to this absurd headline. Biden using air marshals to escort crossers, and those said crossers, not illegals, ahead of release into American communities. They're supporting illegals ahead of release into American communities. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security is using federal air marshals to escort border crossers and illegal aliens before their release into American communities, sources close to Breitbart News reveal. As the Biden administration continues overseeing record-breaking waves of illegal immigration, air marshals have been deployed to escort border crossers and illegal aliens from processing facilities in the United States and Mexico border to the custody of Border Patrol agents before they are released into the U.S. interior. Not sent back, released in interior. The catch and release process detail exclusive to Breitbart News ensures border crossers and illegal aliens are apprehended, briefly detained, and then released into American communities via parole where they can secure work permits. Via parole, folks. In one Arizona section, more than 30 air marshals, a source said, have been deployed to help facilitate the mass release of border crossers and illegal aliens. The process is so widespread that source and many arrive at the border expecting to secure parole. They'll just say straight up, where's my parole? They're aggressive, the source said. They know exactly what's coming. Their marshals' whole job is to walk them 50 yards. The source said that Amazon, in Arizona, at least 9 out of 10 border crossers and illegal aliens are apprehended at the border are being paroled into the U.S. From February 21 to May 2022, Biden's DHS has released over 3 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. Wow. And, Melly, you think that's something? Listen to this. They're giving Social Security numbers to illegal aliens at the U.S. border. Think about that. The funds.
So at least they don't have to steal them then.
I know, I guess not. But we paid in that all of our lives. We did. We really did. And millions of Americans have. And these people are already getting it for nothing. They get Social Security without paying a dime into it. And now they get the numbers so they can vote. This wouldn't be a stage setup, folks, to take us down with it. This is not a plan to destroy America. Surely not. The American people wouldn't stand for that, would they? Ugh. Investigative journalist Laura Logan spoke Saturday in Arizona on a voter integrity panel. During her speech, Logan told the audience the Biden regime is handing out Social Security numbers to illegal aliens at the southern border. Over 3 million illegals will have crossed into the United States via the open southern border in Joe Biden's first 2 years in office. This needs to be Joe Biden's first impeachment trial, the purposeful destruction of the United States of America. She said, you look around you and you know they don't actually believe in citizenship. And now when people come across the border illegally, I have this confirmed from Border Control agents who are actually physically doing this. They say they get given a Social Security number. They get assigned a Social Security number when they cross. I'm not sure how many of you are aware of this. And if you really want to know where the cheating starts, it's long before you get to the polls. Think about it. It starts with the census. It starts with the period of this society. So now they're getting Social Security numbers so they can go right into the Social Security system. They can vote. They can obtain driver's license. Anything they want to. They become really a legal citizen of America then when they do this. Now, this is actually happening in America today, Melody. This is going on right now as we speak on the southern borders. 3 million illegals in a year have been absorbed into the system. Well, I'm sure they're getting checks. They're getting free phones. And how many of them are criminals? How many of them are rapists, murderers, thieves? But apparently Biden is doing what he wants to do to destroy the nation. I don't understand the motive behind all this as far as why would anyone that was born and reared in America want to destroy America? Do they hate the country that much? Do they hate the system that much? Why is it that they're letting this happen? Why are they doing this? But this goes even a step further. Los Angeles in citizenship requirement for government jobs. You hear that melody?
I did.
Oh. People in the
that
United States...
That one is a classic.
I mean, really? People in the United States illegally can now work for Los Angeles County with no requirement to provide proof of citizenship. You mean people at the country, they don't want jobs. American citizens don't want jobs. They don't work for the government where they always get benefits and decent pay. They don't want them. They've given them to illegals. Now, folks, they're giving them to criminals.
That equality
these are criminals.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Equity.
This is criminals. Many of these people are criminals. Why are we doing this to ourselves? And why are we letting this happen? I don't live in California. I don't live in Arizona or Texas. But we all should be concerned about this because they're not staying in Arizona and Texas. They're flying them into Charleston, West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia. They're flying them to Maryland, I'm sure, too. No, they are Pennsylvania. We should all be up in arms about this. But nobody said anything about it. I haven't seen this on the news, have you?
No, I haven't. No one talks about it.
No. Not at all. Last week, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously. Now listen, unanimously voted. All of them. To allow non-citizens, that means illegal immigrants, to work in government positions, provided the position does not conflict with state or federal law. Now, wait a minute. Aren't there laws already against illegal immigrants taking jobs in the government?
Mm-hmm.
State
mm-hmm.
and federal? I mean, surely there are, aren't they?
You think?
Especially federal. People will still be required to provide proof of citizenship to work for Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Really? But they're coming across the border and they're illegally here and they're going to LA. If they're going to, I got to get this question in my head. I guess the sheriff's department won't let them work there unless they're really citizens. But we have the sheriff's department cannot hire them because they're not citizens, but the city can. I don't know. Authored by Claire Hilda I. Solis and co-authored by Sheila Kuhl, the policy allegedly aims to better represent the community in city government. Now listen to this. Los Angeles County is a community of immigrants from each corner of the world, says Solis in a statement. And while our country and while our county government workforce reflects the community it represents, there's room for improvement. This motion seeks to make clear that the county, as one of the largest employers in the region, strives to be an inclusive and diverse workforce, is committed to not excluding nor allowing citizenship to be a barrier to employment. So they're willing to hire criminals so they'll be inclusive in the county in Los Angeles. Why don't you hire thieves, drug addicts? They're criminals.
Yeah.
Why don't you hire them? Well, are you judging?
They do.
Yeah, well, that's true. They put them in office. But I'm looking at this and thinking, what is going on? Have we lost our minds completely? Obviously, California has. Melody, I don't mean to get turned up by this stuff, but I get awful upset with this guy because this makes me angry. They're actually giving illegals jobs when people in America probably love to have a job that paid that well with that kind of security and that kind of benefits. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Ugh. And Canada, bless Canada, unveils mandatory AR-15 buyback program while our House passes assault weapons ban. Folks, do you see a correlation there between what's going on? Would you say that a nation that disarms its people are favors people? No, it's not stop crime, folks, and that doesn't work. They just had a drive-by shooting in UK with an AR-15. Guns are completely, almost totally outlawed over there. But somebody over got an AR-15 and shot into a crowd driving down the road. That doesn't stop gun ownership, folks. It just makes them harder to get and cost more when you buy them. That's all. The Canadian government wants to people's semi-automatic rifles. They unveiled a new gun buyback plan to purchase assault-style weapons that the federal government banned in early 2020. Public Safety Canada released a statement last week indicating that the gun buyback program is mandatory for individuals to participate. AR platform firearms were bought under the mandatory buyback program for $1,337 per rifle. The price reflects what owners paid for them pre-2020. And it goes on to talk about some other primitive firearms like semi-automatic handguns and other things. I don't know why people are so uninformed. I guess so, a lot of people do know what's happening. A nation that has to disarm its people is a nation that's turned into a tyranny. Anyone should know that already. I mean, history's proven that over and over again. Even in Israel's time, the Philistines disarmed the Israelites and took away all their swords and spears, and even took the blacksmiths out of the country. They couldn't even make weapons anymore. They took away their metal workers. That's true. It's in the Bible, folks. That's the first time I know about arms control in history. It's in the Bible in Samuel. Read it for yourself. I think it's 1 Samuel. They took away the Israelites' ability to defend themselves. So when Israel finally did go to war, they went to war with sickles and scythes. What did they have to fight with? The Philistines become a tyrant. Guess what's happening in America, Canada, and other nations? It's already went down that road. So here we sit. Illegals getting jobs in county governments. They're given social security numbers so they can vote and run legal lives in a country, though they're criminals, and they're disarming American people. What could be wrong with that picture, Melody?
You know, it's easier for the outside forces to get involved in our government than it is for them to come up and do destructive things. So they're just really taking over our government. And I mean, look at some of these people that are being elected in these various positions and so forth across this nation, both local, state, and, you know, higher. So it's It really is a sad case, but it's also a sad case because we're out of time. I hear the music, and we will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.